Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We got a whole hour of upbeat pop rock music just for you. And you may find this funny, but my first song is going to be a Joel Plaskett emergency tune called Snowed In Cruisin'. But cruisin' is like a summer thing, so it's kind of summer, winter going into summer. So it's okay. And lots of catchy upbeat stuff beyond that. So let's go with Joel Plaskett, Snowed In Cruisin'. I believe it's from a record called Ashtray Rock here on Ear Candy.
The switch, saddle the road. Everybody knows you're high.
Yes, that is Grant Lee Buffalo. Now, has there ever been a rock band name that was more, they encapsulated U.S. history better in three words? Grant Lee Buffalo, North, South, West. Bam. Headed up by a fellow named Grant Lee Phillips. So the Grant Lee part, that just came with the territory. The Buffalo was the inspiration. You see what I'm saying? And that was a song called Crooked Dice. Yes, we'll throw that one out to Richard Nixon. And it's from their record called Jubilee. Yes, I am not a crook. Just saying I'm not a crook. And before that, we heard Everybody Knows. That's from Maritime Band Partner off of In Search of Lost Time. And I look in the mirror, and I'm definitely in search of whatever happened to me, Search of Time. So I can relate to the album title there. And then we heard Snowed In, Cruisin', which seems apropos since Edward O'Reilly's in the house and he is our meteorological wonder kind here at Local FM. So Snowed In, whenever that happens, that's Edward O'Reilly's fault. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. There's an apostrophe between the O and the R. And his phone number is... I won't go that far, Edward.
I also bring you the warm summers, too.
He said, yes. Well, that's the cruising part of the song. Snowed In, Cruisin'. So he wants to get credit for the good stuff, too. And we'll give him credit for that, for sure. And speaking of maritime artists, we've got somebody from Camelton up next. We have John Richard, or perhaps John Richard. It's hard for me to know, to be honest. And we're going to play a song called Well, Baby, Please Don't, here on Ear Candy.
Well, he's my little bro, but I call him Mister. Well, let me rap a little more about my big sister. When she struts through the room, you'll never miss it. Yeah, she can suck the soul from any man and kiss her with a love so hot it'll leave a blister. But my bring a dead man back. She said the moon landing was just a fairy tale. She died 109 moving the hay bales. Well, my grandpappy was hard as nails. With a life on the sea, he was made of scales. And on that clear night when the cold wind wails, yeah, take his coffin. With the flock, me and my bad old daddy cut from the same cloth. It's tough to say why she hung on so long. Tough to say if I'm half as strong. Sure to say I'll never fly alone, 'cause my oh my mama's sweet as pie said my.
Yes, that's the Eagles, or I guess Glenn Frey was at pains to say Eagles, no the, just Eagles. From the long run, the Greeks don't want no freaks. I guess that's a song about fraternities on university campuses here, there, and everywhere. And before that, we heard pie, just because everybody loves pie, even if you maybe aren't allowed to eat pie anymore. I know a few people maybe should lay off pie, including moi. And that's off of Derealization. Again, that's Mike Trask. And we started things off with a fellow who Mike Trask recorded in his Memram Cook recording studio, a fellow named John Richard or Richard. Again, we're in New Brunswick, so sometimes the names get pronounced one way, kind of anglicized, and other times it's the Francophone pronunciation that goes. But anyway, John Richard, and we heard, "Well, baby, please don't go." And you can, you know, with that kind of plea, you know, don't go. I mean, they really mean it. I love the howl he did in that song. That was fantastic. And I think it's an EP. I think it's the only one that John Richard's done. And so, yeah, you want to check that out for sure. And what else should I say about the music? Well, the show's ear candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I can at least say that much. And we're just going to keep the tunes rolling, I think. Going to play an old Bob Dylan track from a record he did in the mid-80s with Canadian Wonderkind producer and singer and songwriter in his own right, Daniel Lanois. It was a record called Oh Mercy. We're going to hear something called Political World. I'm going to play Bruce Springsteen, who's not really a favorite of mine, but every now and then he does a song, and this one is reaching kind of way back into the early part of his career. We're going to hear a track called Adam Raised a Cain, and then maybe I'll come back and say a couple more words, because the next bunch of songs kind of group up by themselves. So we'll just play these kind of two oldies and see where we go from there. So let's go. This is Political World of Bob Dylan. How right you are, Bob. Political.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Icicles hanging down, wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell, misguided as hell, leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears up the steps into the nearest bay. Children are unwanted, the next day could be your last. We live in a political world, the one we can see and can feel, but there's no one to check, it's all a stacked deck. We all know for sure that it's real. We live in a political world, the cities of a lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, never sure why you're here. We live in a political world, under the microscope. You can travel anywhere and hang yourself there. You always got more than enough room. We live in a political world, turning and thrashing about. As soon as you awake, you're trained to take what looks like the easy way out. We live in a
Yeah, there's Bruce Springsteen drawing from the biblical well. That's where a source of a lot of literature comes from, I guess, right? And he said, hey, even Adam raised a Cain. That is, not all of your children may turn out to be perfect little angels. That's what I'm taking from it. And who's going to argue with the boss? That's what they call Bruce Springsteen, or they used to call him. Maybe he's mellowed in his later years. I don't know. It's possible. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're going to play a couple of tracks. Got this kind of sound. It's a pop rock songs for sure, but they kind of got a blues thing going on and a real brittle sound to my ear that I love. So we're going to hear something from Gorillaz called 5/4, which might be the meter of the song, possibly, or it could be something completely different than that, but I've taken it that it's written in 5/4 time, which it may or may not be. Don't take my musical expertise word on that, because I don't have any. And then we're going to start things off with something from AWOL Nation, the moniker, because it's not really a group. I would say it's a moniker for a fellow, and his claim to fame as AWOL Nation is a song called Sail. Everyone seems to know. It's in commercials everywhere. I think, you know, it's much better to have a classic song than a big hit song. I'm not sure how big a hit it was. It's kind of a slow grower, a slow wave around the world, but it seems to have fallen on fertile soil no matter where it's heard. And who knows if he will ever hit the charts again or write a song that people will love as much. Don't know. But this one here is called 7 Sticks of Dynamite. So, explosive little tune, for sure, here on Ear Candy.
Oh, job for me. My job make no sound. Echo for me. Echo for me underground. Magic on me.
Every day,
feel the burn.
I can feel it all in my soul.
It's soul music.
burn.
Well, I can see I got a good foundation deep down in my soul.
Soul music,
I feel the need for contemplation deep down in my soul.
Soul music,
and I can feel a dark sensation deep down in my soul.
Soul music,
I'm trying to find an explanation deep down in my soul.
Feel the burn.
There you go, a hip-hop song called Soul Music That's Everlast off a record called White Trash Beautiful. I would call him a working-class writer. That is, a lot of his songs are about ordinary people, working-class people, and the things that they deal with in their lives. That may not quite sound like what you heard, but you listen close to his music, and he's very much a working-class writer. I would say Bruce Springsteen is a similar writer. I mean, the music's very different, but the kinds of things that they tend to take on in a song are working class people, characters, issues, that sort of stuff. Before that, we heard something called 5-4 from Gorillaz off a record called Gorillaz. And we heard 7 Sticks of Dynamite from AWOL Nation from Here Come the Runts. Yes. And apparently, I wish I remembered the guy's name who really is AWOL Nation. I don't remember his name off the top of my head. But he keeps running into a very famous record producer, Rick Rubin. So he would run his songs by Rick Rubin. What do you think? You know, what's it need? Is it finished? Is it the middle section need to be changed? Does the outro need to be different? Whatever. So pretty cool to be able to keep bumping into the guy and playing him your music, and he taking enough of an interest to give you his opinion, which is kind of what he does as a producer. I don't think he's like an engineer type. I think he's the kind of sits behind the desk and listens to the songs and starts telling the band that it's working or it's not working, that the composition is right or it's not right, kind of what it needs, as opposed to twirling the knobs and sliding the levers. I think that's what he's like. Okay, well, we're getting late in the show. It might be time for a couple more, possibly. I'm going to play for sure something from Paper Lions. Now, they're a band I love out of PEI. They live in Charlottetown these days, though I would say that they hailed from a small place called Belfast, PEI. I think it's still there. Just because they moved away, I don't think the village moved and dried up. And so, yeah, we're going to play a track from them, a single called I Want to Be Now. Their history is one where they made a song called Traveling that was like a huge YouTube hit. I forget how many views, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million, it just keeps going on and on. People love the song. And that sound of theirs was a very 70s-influenced pop sound. But they couldn't kind of replicate it. They could never quite get the public to cotton on to another one of their tunes. They would make some very good songs, things I liked, but they could never quite top themselves or reach kind of that same level. And so they finally just changed it up and decided to go in a more modern pop direction. And their initial effort wasn't something I liked at all. I kind of understood that they were trying to keep being viable as a band and make a living at it, so I don't begrudge anyone trying new things. And actually, you should be always trying new things as a band and a writer. But I didn't quite like it. But on the other side of it, all of a sudden, all the things I liked about the band, you know, their compositional skills, the hooks, the attention to detail, the production values of the song, the cleverness of it all, has shone through. So we're going to hear a single from them called I Want to Be, as in I Want to Be Your Lover. And then I think I'm going to end the show with a song from Blitz and Trapper, one of my favorite bands. If you listen to Ear Candy very much, you hear songs from them. And they've got one called Black River Killer, which you think, I thought this was upbeat pop rock songs. And that's kind of one of the charms of the song, is it's kind of catchy. It's kind of a campfire song, but a murder ballad nonetheless, but a catchy one. And if you like it, and even if you don't, come back next week. We'll do it all again, right? For sure. This is Paper Lions out of PEI with I Wanna Be here on Ear Candy.
I wanna be. Sunset strip, they found the girl's body in an open pit. Her mouth was sewn shut, but her eyes were still wide, gazing through the fog to the other side. They booked me on a whim and threw me deep in jail with no bail, sitting silent on a rusted pail, just gazing at the marks on the opposite wall, remembering the music of my lover's call. So you make no mistake, I know just what it takes to pull a man's soul back from heaven's gates. I've been wandering in the dark about it long and thin, but they say it's never too late to start again. Oh wind, will the spirit come a calling for my soul to send? Oh wind, will the keys to the kingdom be mine? As the grave, it was just about three when the warden with his key came to set me free. They gave me $5 and a secondhand suit, a pistol and a hat and a worn-out blue. So I took the bus down to the Rio Grande and I shot a man down on the edge of town. Then I stole me a horse and I rode it around till the sheriff pulled me in and he set me down. He said, you make no mistake, I know just what it takes to pull a man's soul back. I've been wandering in the dark about as long as sin, but they say it's never too late to start again. Oh wind, will the spirit come a calling from the soul of sin? Oh wind, will the keys to the kingdom be mine again? Shopping my plate. Oh wind, will the spirit come a calling from my soul to send? Oh wind, will the keys to the kingdom be mine again? Oh wind,
Look a little closer than the truth becomes clear.